Our final contribution manages to make a bridge between the ecological and the gerontological. Here is Neil Haverson under Last Word that explains the link between courgettes and a grumpy old man.
I believe lockdown has further accelerated my descent into becoming a grumpy old man. Mrs. H would probably say, I've been a fully paid-up member of the club for some time, but I've become aware that more and more things seem to get on my chimes. Firstly, I should apologise to the neighbours. Some of my outdoor activities have fuelled my tetchy behaviour, and they may have heard me stomping around the garden cursing. Let's start with the hosepipe. I keep it on a reel, and admittedly it's getting on a bit. The tap is at the back of the house, so to unwind it to the car is about 30 yards. I drag it around, point it at the car, and there's just a dribble. Muttering, I retrace my steps to unkink it. Then, I don't know how it does it, but as I move around the car, it kinks again. Yes, I know, in the scheme of things, the grief from that is small beer, but it winds me up quicker than I can rewind the hose. I'm a rank amateur when it comes to green fingers, but this year I worked hard on my vegetable plot. It's like a small allotment. Guided by a book by our guru, Alan Titchmarsh, I had high hopes. Well, I did have some success, but not as much as I'd hoped. Fresh veg from the garden, I croaked to Mrs. H. That'll keep the bills down and make lockdown shopping easier. But neighbours may well have heard mutterings that weren't exactly in line with Prince Charles' take on chatting to plants. I stood chuntering at a row of carrots. Well, I say a row, but you could count on one hand the number that made it through to the surface. Why, Mr. Titmarsh? I followed your instructions. And why did the seeds upon which I lavished tender loving care let me down? But the odd one I actually dropped in a crack between paving slabs flourish. Talk about taking the mickey. The runner beans produced masses of flowers. They looked fabulous, but they promised much and delivered little, despite me lugging a watering can back and forth twixt button plot to give them a drink. And yet, some old strawberry plants I had long since given up on, I paid no attention to them, yielded an abundance of fruit. I had to rush out and buy a net to deny the birds using them as a fly-through. And courgettes. Ah, yes, the courgettes. Right, I thought. I've seen what happened to the carrots. I'll sow some seeds in the ground. And as backup, pop a couple in pots. But I was victim of my own success. They all roared ahead. Huge leaves. And those vibrant yellow flowers. Courgettes appeared in abundance. You might think I would be dead chuffed at this. I was at first. Then as the crop mumblified, I didn't know what to do with the wretched things. You can freeze them, but it's a bit of a faff and they don't survive that long. So we had courgettes in nearly every meal, roasted, fried, boiled. Gave some to neighbours. Eventually they pleaded with me, please, no more. One said, we had courgette soup again for lunch yesterday. The damn things lurked under those giant leaves and I didn't always spot them. I ended up harvesting specimens that had grown to a size that have won best marrow in a village show. As we approach Christmas, my grumpiness has already oiled the wheels of Bah Humbug. But I promised to sit down to Christmas dinner with a smile on my face and enjoy turkey and all the trimmings. Hang on, what's in that tureen? Oh no, courgettes!
Thank you, Neil. I trust that the cold weather means you do not have to pick any more courgettes, and maybe you will cheer up in time for Christmas.